Nathan Zagura here at First Energy Stadium, where the Browns held on to beat the Giants 10-6, moving to 2-0 in the preseason. It's their third straight win at home, dating back to last year. And the story in this one was the defense. Greg Williams, we talked about it, could have been the biggest acquisition this offseason, and you just see the intensity, the aggressiveness of this defense. Eli Manning and a loaded Giants offense played the entire first half, and all they could muster was 3 points against the Browns D. The Browns D held them to about 3.7 yards per play and to just 3 of 12 on third downs in a very good performance from start to finish, as they did not give up a single touchdown to the Giants in the 10-6 win. Now, Brock Osweiler did start the game, only got a couple of series at quarterback. Yes, he was 6 of 8, but they only went for 24 yards and did throw an interception off of a tipped ball at the line of scrimmage, something that has been an issue for Osweiler his entire career. He was replaced by DeShone Kizer, who got to work with the first team offense as well, and Kizer looked good. 8 of 13 for 74 yards, also ran for 35 yards, and his first rushing touchdown in the NFL. He played on 4 drives and produced all 10 of the Browns' points. The touchdown coming on a short field after a fumble by Jason McCourty, the veteran, ripping the ball out of Sterling Shepard's hands, and then the offense did what good offenses do, took advantage of the short field. A big play was a screen pass to fullback Danny Vitale, who looked very good getting it down there before Kizer punched it in from the 1-yard line. The field goal came on a long drive, 14 plays, as Kizer moved the ball down the field but was not able to convert on a third down. They settled for a long field goal made by rookie Zane Gonzalez. That was the scoring for the Browns. That was it, but it was all they needed. This defense forced 3 turnovers on the day, 2 fumble recoveries, and Brian Body Calhoun. All he does is make plays. Another turnover deep in the red zone, this time an interception off of Geno Smith. Today also saw Myles Garrett get his first sack in a Browns uniform as well, and Jabril Peppers continues to impress. He was all over the field on defense and had a punt return of over 30 yards, plus a second punt return over 30 yards that got called back on penalty. With the Browns playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Saturday, Hugh Jackson likely to make some moves here. It'll be very interesting to see what he does at the quarterback position. Now, Kizer played more than Osweiler, but moved the offense better. Still, he is a rookie and has a long way to go. At times held the ball in the pocket too much, but you can tell his athleticism, his arm, and his tenacity certainly give this rookie a chance to compete to be the starter on September 10th against the Steelers. The Browns 2-0. Next up, it is the Buccaneers on Saturday in Tampa. We'll have full coverage of that for you on Browns Countdown on News 5. For the latest on your Browns, keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.